It's showtime, folks!
Hey, hey. Got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby. Oh, baby.
Short of mine.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down.
Damn.
You unite my mic. I'm about to put on a show now.
We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, missing your town. I'm a custom place that you thought was lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot. Better make your ass come on top. I'ma see to work. Get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me. Your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me you're lying, girl, I'm shut it down. Oh, because it came.
Welcome to another edition of Thin City Radio. It's your boy Cass, chilling as usual. Got my man Father Time with me. Father Time, what's good, brother?
What's cracking, Doc?
You know how we do it, boy. Networking and politicking like we do about this time. Janine, what's happening, baby?
Hey, how y'all doing?
We good, we good, we good. And judging by all the goddamn phone calls that we didn't get, I think we got somebody on the line that a lot of people would love to talk to. What y'all think? Well, buddy, without any further ado, my man, Mr. Samuel Holloway, what's happening, brother? How you feeling?
What's good, bro? I'm feeling good. How you feeling?
Oh, man. Okay. You know, man, look here. Let's just get it out the way. New book dropping. Give me some info on this book, man. What's this book called?
All right. All right. Why Did We Meet? It's a book that's written out of love. It's from my heart. I'm in love. You know what I'm saying? And it wasn't by chance. Why Did We Meet? It really digs into healing, forgiving, finding myself, learning to cope with certain issues, my peace within, moving on, all I'm trying to educate people. I learned sometimes we go through things not for us to be for. I learned sometimes that we go through things, and it's not for us. It's for someone else. I'm just a messenger who delivered a message, and I hope that my story, I hope someone sees my story and decides not to give up. So without further ado, pre-sale starts tonight. You can log on to the website at www.samuelholloway3.com. Again, that's www.samuelholloway3.com. Only limited copies only.
All right, so we get our copy right off the bat, right? We Sam City get a copy. That's what's up. That's what's up. All right, Sam. I'm telling you this. I mean, the phones is lighting up. And before we want everybody to know we gonna get to you. We getting there. All right. I mean, trust me when I say that we got callers. We got callers and phone calls. Everybody listening, Sam, you already know before you even get started what they want to know. I mean, hey, check this out, y'all. Anybody who's trying to get on, if they can't get on, tell them to go to CNCityRadioShow.com. We got the live stream going on now. All you got to do is click on the link. Y'all can get on, listen to the show live, CNCityRadioShow.com. We got the live chat room going on. I mean, we got it's something fierce. Sam.
Mm-hmm. Can you hear me real good? Can you hear me real good?
Yeah,
somebody
I can hear
just
you.
Said they couldn't hear me. Okay.
No, I can hear you. Do you know, I mean, Dog, do you know the storm that you about to create with this?
Of course. I knew the storm was created when I wrote the book.
Okay. Now, we touched on it last time that you was on the show. We was on here, and I mean, you know, you had a lot of names being thrown at you. You know, I mean, like I said, we got the chat room is filled. I mean, questions upon questions upon questions just being asked right now. Now, I got my girl Janine. She's doing the chat room. She's live in the chat room. So if anybody want to get in, CNCityRadioShow.com, y'all go on there, click on into the chat room. I'm in the website chat room. We also got the regular chat room, which Janine's in. And if you got any questions, comments, anything that y'all want to make, you know, y'all want to listen, like I said, y'all want to listen to it live streaming, just hit the link. Janine.
Yes.
Do you got any questions for my man Sam right now?
Actually, I have. Jennifer, she's in the chat room with me. And she wants to know about, let me see the name, Renegade Said. What about Renegade Said? I want to know.
Everybody wants to know.
Okay.
I have to say that. I don't want to say this. Okay. You know, everybody knows about loyalty, right? And so when a person disrespects you, your loyalty is kind of gone. You know, you kind of lose it. And I think that loyalty comes in all forms. As far as, like, having somebody come to me that's one of your people, disrespected me, that's a part of you disrespecting our loyalty. So I say when his baby mama came to me and his cousin came to me and he didn't say anything, although I didn't see anything on Danny's page because my loyalty was with him. But everybody's going to have to read about him in the book.
Oh, my goodness. So we're going to have
okay.
to wait.
I gotta pick your brain just a little bit. Just a little bit. Not much, because I know it's in the book. I know you got to get the book. But now, is this the same Said? Because we replayed your last interview yesterday. We replayed that yesterday. And it was a question like, what do you got to say about Said? Is this the same Said? Because, I mean, it was just Said. Now they saying Renegade Said. Is this the same person?
Yes. I mean, well, you know, Cedric is with everybody, though. He could be Renegade this week, Marshalltown next week, The Fab next month. So I guess we are talking about King Said, the Renegade.
Oh, damn. He worse than Richard Pryor. Whatever gang I'm next to, that's my side. I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying. All right, man. Check this out. You didn't have a lot of beef going on too, man. You didn't have a lot of beef since the last interview.
No, that's a correction. They have a lot
okay.
of beef going on. I don't.
Okay. Well, they have a lot of beef. Since the last one, you aired out. I mean, let's see. We're going to say you aired out. Oh, my God. What is the guy? Anthony McGee. I'm just going to say the name. Anthony McGee. You aired him out. You aired out Stacey. They're all part
Anthony
of the second
McGee
book, right?
Too. I call
you
Anthony
say,
McGee job. Too.
You really called his job? I mean, what happened?
Yeah, I called his job. I spoke to the director. I spoke to the human resources department. Different people that's, you know, in the higher levels up. And basically, they didn't do anything because I never filed charges. So they just let it go, and he still works around everybody's children there in Gary.
Wow.
Yeah, Anthony McGee. I talked to one of his fiancés, too. And when me and her talked, and this was before the book came out. This is when I was posting about the book, and I posted their pictures. When I had spoke to her, he had just got out of jail, and basically everything that I started telling her about him sexually, she just broke down crying. You know, she was like, how could you know that? And I let her know, like, I was little when I was 12 years old. Like, that's what I remember from when I was 12. So if he's still the same way, then, I mean, that's just common sense.
Oh. Okay, now, I want to backtrack real quick. After that last interview that we did, I kept getting these pictures sent to me. I kept getting these pictures sent to me of you with this, I guess, a bob-type haircut, and you dressed like this other guy. Who was that guy?
That's King Sid.
Oh, okay, okay. So, okay, now, I'm just, hey, I got to play devil's advocate, and, you know, a lot of people, I heard some people were saying, well, they're cousins. That's his cousin. So you and Sid
is
not related.
We are no kin at all.
Oh, okay. And y'all was in high school when you took those pictures, right?
I believe, no. He was in high school. I had just graduated. I'm 2 years older than him. So I was 20, and I think he was 18 or 17, and I was 19, something like that.
Okay, well, I guess that's kind of a little old to be dressing alike, but nevertheless, we got to read the book. We got to read the book to find out. We got to read the book to find out. I mean, hey, I'm just saying, you know. Okay, we got another call on the line. We got LaFonda on the line. LaFonda, what's happening?
What up?
How you doing?
LaFonda. LaFonda.
No, I'm just sitting back listening. I mean, I want to say something, but I don't.
Speak your mind.
Well, are you going to, right, I mean, you're going to say something, say something. Don't be texting me, calling, talking about, you should ask him this and ask him that. I don't want to hear it.
You know, I speak my mind. I don't hold my tongue about nothing, but I'm just like, okay. So you exposing these dudes, but what benefit is it coming to? Because is it for other people to just know, like, these are down low brothers, or it's just like, okay, I'm going to expose you because I feel like you need to be exposed?
Let me ask you something. Do you have a boyfriend or a husband or a baby daddy?
Boyfriend sitting right here.
Okay. You like him a lot, right?
Yeah, I do.
What about if he was down low? Would you want to know or no?
I would want to know.
That's your answer, baby. That's why we're doing this. That's your answer.
What?
Because at the end of the day.
Wait a minute.
Is
he in the book?
No, I don't even know who LaFonda is. But the thing is that at the end of the day, LaFonda, if your man is down low and you don't know, what about if your man going to have sex with somebody and bring you back HIV? Wouldn't you be even madder at that point? You'd be ready to kill him, right?
Huh? You should know him because you called me a hoe on Facebook. You basically said that I was a hoe because when you first put out, when I first learned who you were, when I first learned who you were, I was kind of shocked because you had put, like, somebody that I knew on blast, and it kind of, like, hit me all at once. And I was like, this can't be true. And you asked me, have I ever been touched? And I was like, yeah. Like, I got raped before. And you literally was like, well, because you don't believe it, maybe you was a hoe, maybe you was promiscuous or something. I'm like, what?
I said that to you?
Yeah, you
said that on Facebook. And your name is LaFonda on Facebook? Wait, hold on. Your name is LaFonda on Facebook?
No, it's Good Corner Music on Facebook.
Good Corner Music. Oh, yeah, baby, I remember you. You were under the post about Stacey, and before you came to me correctly, you were very disrespectful. Hold on, because I just listened to you.
What?
You were very disrespectful. So for you to say all that to me and not think that I would say nothing in return, that's just common sense, period, point blank. But when No, you spoke your mind, but you were still disrespectful. There's a difference between coming at somebody trying to find out something versus coming at somebody and being disrespectful. You were disrespectful, so I checked you.
And
then
I blocked
you because you just said what?
I just said I was. I was very disrespectful. But
that's why I said what I said then. So what is about first? My whole thing is I'm doing what I'm doing to let you know if your man is DL. If you got a problem with it, that's your problem. That's not mine. But you wasting other people's time. Hold on. You wasting other people's time asking valuable questions. So either say what else you got to say other than us going back and forth, because that's not even why I'm on here. I'm trying to deliver a message. So this is useless. You wasting other people's time. You already got your answer. I told you on Facebook. And that is true.
I wasn't mad at you either. I told you that.
I'm not mad at you either. I'm just letting you know you wasting other people's time. I got an hour. So
okay.
Your point is irrelevant.
Okay.
We already discussed it.
Okay, yeah, we're going to get past that. I see somebody else that I really need to talk to. Danny, what's up?
What's going down? Why?
Yo,
good, bro.
What's happening, man?
Now, okay, between you, between Danny and Sam, y'all got to be the two most targeted motherfuckers to come out of Gary that's on Facebook that I know.
All right.
Fuck them.
What's up, bro?
Go ahead, Danny.
I'll say fuck all them niggas.
Oh,
hey,
for sure.
Sam, you know. Yeah, I say fuck all them niggas. They ain't talking about nothing.
I want to ask you a question, man. What, you know, you said you answering all questions, man. What's the business with this nigga from 22nd?
You know, I call the nigga Lil Vicky. You know what I'm saying? I mean, can you enlighten us on what this situation is about, or you want to wait till the book come out?
I can tell you a little bit about it, so that way you know what you're gonna read about. Basically, he came.
Take
your
time, brother. Take your time.
I had been talking to Lil Vic in jail, you know, while he was in jail. And we would have, you know, different conversations and stuff like that. And when he got out, he moved in with a girl in Gary, and we was chatting. And he was like, you know, he would text me different messages like, you know, you know you left a good nigga for these little lanes out here. I think you have that message because I posted it on Facebook. But, and I didn't understand it because I felt like, you know, you hated me growing up because I was gay. And here it is, you are constantly in my inbox, you're telling me you love me, da 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 da. But what pissed me off was when he inboxed me and asked me to give him head and to give him $20. And I'm just like, what the fuck, bro? Like, you want me to give you head and pay you? Didn't make any sense to me. So
you gonna have to ask, you got to ask for one or the other. You can't get both now. Damn.
Yeah,
you're just being greedy, huh?
You can't ask for one or the other because I'm not attracted to you. And that's not even how I get down. So
wait a minute. Hold on. Can I ask a question? Did y'all deal? I mean, was there any dealings or we gotta read the book?
No.
No
never dealings. Had any dealings. No.
Okay,
no.
I got one more question. With you and said outfits.
You so stupid.
Don't y'all start that bullshit. Let me finish my question. With them outfits. They were some nice outfits. Who picked them out, Sam?
I did.
Oh, okay. What was them, some Carcanal outfits or something?
I don't remember.
What?
So, did you like going to Fig Room with Sid when he tried his own?
Oh, no. I lived in Minnesota. He lived in Gary. My cousin worked at the Mall of America, and I picked out the outfits, and we went back to Gary, and we all went to the mall, and we took pictures as couples.
Okay. Oh, wait. You couples? We gonna wait till the book come out. Okay. We gonna wait till the book come out. Hey, thank y'all for letting me on the show, man.
Daddy, I damn sure gotta get. Hey, man, you gotta get together, man, for real.
I'm gonna inbox you my
number, family.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
Hi.
That's what's up. All right, man, look, that damn daddy's a nut. Oh, my God. All right, I mean, we're going to, you know what, let's do this. We're going to do this because, I mean, everybody looking at that list you got, that list.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm trying to think now, before we do this, I'm trying to see, do we got, Janine, do we got any other questions on the,
I was waiting to try to chime in and ask my question. I do got one from Mike on CNCityRadioShow.com. He's asking about a Greg Conwell, double G.
Yes, that is okay. one of my molesters. He stays in Gary off of Kentucky Street. I don't have his exact address. If I did, I would have sent him a book. I talked to his wife. Well, on Facebook, I talked to his wife. And she just basically was like, you know, the rest of the women, you know, naive, dumb, you know, that can't be true because they're married. Just things that you would be like, you know, wow. And I talked to his daughter. She hit me up, and I gave her my number. We spoke, and she just wanted to know, you know, why was I doing this to her daddy? And I told her, like, you know, your dad molested me when I was 12. And she was like, well, he said he didn't do it. And I said, well, tell your daddy to file a lawsuit then. And he still hasn't filed one, nor has he contacted me. But he still roams around in the hood on 22nd, you know, on Virginia, on Vermont. Like nothing has ever happened. And everybody asks him, and he just says no.
Well, there you have it, Mike.
Okay, now I'm looking at one. I'm looking at one right here, and it says, hold on. Steve Walker. Now, I don't know who that is, but they said,
I don't either.
Did you have any... Any dealings with a Steve Walker or Hottie?
Who?
Hottie.
I don't know him either.
No, okay, okay. Now, oh, my God. Okay, everybody is just like coming at once with all these questions.
I know. Everybody wants to know.
I hope they're
right,
like, you know, like,
no,
you know, I know him and I did this, that, the third, or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
You worse than the motherfucker than it. Okay, now we got my girl.
Can anybody hear me now?
They got to understand too that I have a hater that's in Gary real big, and she jumps on Facebook and she says so many people's names, people that I don't even know. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of these people that people are out here thinking that's gay or DL or whatever the case may be, I don't know them people.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Can anybody hear
okay.
me? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, dog. We can hear you.
Damn, I've been trying to get on for. I don't know what the fuck going on. I got something to say though. Now, the last thing you said was, well, the last thing that I tried to get in on was you told his daughter.
Yeah.
Nah. Why would you tell his daughter, man?
Because she contacted me and I wrote a book, so. I wouldn't care if it was his mama or his auntie. They need to know what their person did, whether that's his daughter, sister, brother, friend, cousin. It doesn't matter who it is. They need to know.
Well, I mean, I understand that part of it. But I'm saying, I mean, would have been better if you just say, well, why don't you talk to your father about that? You know what
no,
I mean? Do you think it was your place
to
say that?
No. It was my place to say it, and her father would have told her that he didn't do it. So what's the point of telling me to tell her to talk to her daddy? If somebody molested your child, would you want to know?
Well, of course I would want to know.
All right, then.
Okay, moving on. Now, we got little D right here.
And wait, hold on. Hottie
do they know Hottie's name? Because somebody just inboxed me and said Hottie name is Bob.
That's what they're saying. Little Bob, whoever that is.
Oh yeah, I had him too. He in the book. But go on.
Oh. Okay.
Little Bob is in the book.
let him know Little Bob's
Bob
in the book.
His name is Little Bob for a reason, but go ahead.
His name is who?
His name is Little Bob for a reason.
Oh,
Little
damn.
Bob.
Why did I even ask you to repeat that? Why did I even ask to repeat that? Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, okay. I walked into that one. I walked into that one. I damn sure walked into that one. God damn.
I did too.
You know what? Damn you, Sam. Oh, my God. I mean, okay, now. Okay, a lot of people, now seriously though, a lot of people think that you just is, you know, you trying to, you airing everybody out because you're upset and you're bitter. But, as far as you're concerned, that's not the case.
No, that's not. I mean, if they heard me right when the show first came on and when I told them what the book was about, I'm in love, you know what I'm saying? I'm happy as hell, so I can't be bitter and happy and in love at the same time. That just is not going to work. My whole thing is I'm getting things off my chest. This is my life. You know what I'm saying? So for me to move on, let me be free. Let me be happy. I don't care about what has happened. That's why I'm putting it out there for other people to know. Because nothing that I have gone through in life, nobody else has not gone through. You know what I'm saying? If you can't relate with me on one part, you can relate with me on another part. You know what I'm saying? And everybody has gone through something in life. And these are just ways of trying to help people to cope, let them know what's going on, let them know who, if they're going to deal with somebody on that level, you should be honest with them and let them know, because there's too many diseases out here and our sisters are suffering the most. So at the end of the day, I would think that every sister would be happy, like, you know, because you never know who you're going to run into, who your family member going to run into, or who your kid's going to run into. You know, so why not know? Some people,
all right, let me say this.
Let
me say this.
Whole life.
We got a lot of people listening. If y'all want to join the conversation, you got to push one, and we'll bring in. You can ask your question, your comment. You're answering all questions, right, bro?
That's right. To the best of my ability.
All right, we got like 100 people on this line. You got a question? Push one. This is your time. Oh, look at that. The boy's lighting up like a mug now.
God damn.
Pre-sales have started.
Oh,
I have a question.
Yes,
how does your partner feel? I mean,
he's right
he
here. You
want to
ask him?
No, I mean, how does he support you in regards to the book and, you know, things like that? Because I'm sure people are negative. You know, negative people are out there. They threatening you and stuff like that. So I just wondered, how did he feel about all this?
How do you feel about that, Clinton? He's good.
He's good.
He's good.
Okay, I gotta ask the question. Sam, I gotta ask you. You know me and you, we just sat up and talked some shit, so I gotta ask you. Has he ever got mad at you and be like, you know what, you wasn't nothing but a hoe. You wasn't shit. Hey, you ever got mad at like, God damn, Sam? Hey, motherfuckers, you fucked around with.
We all have a past, you know what I'm saying? And being that, we just all have a past. But no, he's never said that to me.
You have to fuck with I was like, I said it for you, dog. I said it for you. I ain't scared of Sam. I said it for you. Shit. I said it for you. He like, yeah, I know. I mean, one day he sitting there washing dishes and you talking slick and he talking slick and, hey, motherfucker, you ain't all these motherfuckers. I wouldn't have this motherfucker problem. I mean, you know, I mean. Y'all in a relationship. Shit, y'all in a relationship just like everybody else. So, shit, I know words get going back and forth all the time.
Nah, we don't have that issue, bro.
That, okay. Damn, you know, that is crazy. That motherfucker's voice deeper than mine. No, we ain't got that issue. That motherfucker, don't be talking that bullshit. Oh, no, I'm fucking with you. Okay, we got... We got Sonya on the line. Sonya, what's happening, baby?
Hey, Sam.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. This Sonya versus Taz. Hey, I'm just calling to say I'm proud of you for putting these people on blast because, like you said, us as females, we need to know what these mofos is doing behind these closed doors and under these bridges and these cars and everything else. So I'm glad you're doing it. If people in their feelings did, oh, well, they should have did what they did. If anything that you do in the dark, if you don't want to be part of it in life, you shouldn't do it.
Thank you.
She was amped about that one. And y'all should not dad it. I ain't mad at you, Sonya. That's right. You shouldn't have did it. Bianca, what's up,
exactly.
Baby?
Hey, Amy, how you doing?
Y'all notice the difference between her and Sonya and Bianca? Sonya like, hi! Bianca like, hi. What's up, Bianca?
Hi, I just had a question for Samuel, is it?
Yes.
I've never read any of those. I'm just listening to the interview, so, like, I don't know about the list that they keep on referring to. But my question was, when you were telling the story about speaking with the gentleman's daughter, or have you ever been able to confront any of the people that have done you wrong that you talked to in the books?
Yes, I've spoken to a couple of them over the phone. I spoke to Maurice Monk Moody, and I spoke to Stacy briefly before he hung up on me, and I spoke to Anthony before he also hung up on me. The rest of them I have not spoke to, but Monk confirmed what he did, and I put the conversations on Facebook when it happened, and that's about it. The rest of them just say they're going to sue me, but they haven't done it yet.
Okay.
Can't sue the truth.
Well, I ain't gonna lie to you, dog. If I seen your number pop up and I was one of them motherfuckers, hell no, I ain't answering that phone. Oh, hell no. Man, I mean, I'm just saying, I mean, you got to look at them from their, I mean, let me say this. What you're doing, I mean, it's a stand-up thing. Like I said, I commend you for it. But, I mean, just think, I mean, that's just like a murderer. He's not going to get in, in front of the courtroom and say, yeah, I did it. He's going to be like, oh, shit, I hope this motherfucker don't come to the motherfucking, I hope the witness don't come to the trial. But now you standing right there, motherfucker like, oh, goddamn, here this motherfucker comes. Now, I do remember you calling somebody. I remember listening to it. I remember I was at work, and I remember it was like they were calling him to the phone, and he like, man, why you calling me? So,
yeah,
that's
him again.
Wasn't that the Husband Campbell dude?
Yeah, that was the Husband
Campbell guy.
Yeah, I called him to his job, and, you know, I was like, I speak to Anthony, and the girl put him on the phone, and he's like, what up? And I'm like, what up? How you doing? He's like, I'm good. Who is this? I'm like, this Sam. I'm like, Robert, you know, Romy's little brother, whatever. He's like, he stopped, he paused. And he's like, man, why are you calling my job? Because I want to. You know, and I couldn't even get into what I was going to say because he just set the phone down. But it's like, dude, like, that was, like, the most guiltiest person I've ever heard in my life over the phone. You know what I'm saying? He couldn't even say nothing. He was so stuck and shocked. And it's like, if somebody had made these type of allegations against you, common sense would say something. Something. It was just silence. He put the phone down. He couldn't even hang it up.
Shit, he probably fainted. I probably one of them pictures on the memes. That's motherfucking, you know, he fainted. Shit, probably him. Shit. Oh, Lord. Get your ass up. You still got to clean up, motherfucker. Let me stop. Oh, boy, man. Okay. Nah, all right, Sam. We still got to touch on this one particular thing that I think is real near and dear to your heart. So we need to get that out the way too. I mean, the petition that you had going on. Is it a petition that you have going on, or is it just?
Hey, hold on before you do that. Hold on before you do that, dog. We got a caller with a question. Dinky, go ahead with your question, sweetheart.
I just wanted to know, why did so many men molest you? Like, and I want to say this before I finish my question. It's still not your fault if this was the case because you were young, and a grown man should know better, you know. But were you sexual toward them and they took you to a whole nother level, or was it that they were pursuing you?
I'm glad that you asked that question. I can go back. That's in the first book, Eyes Without a Face. And at the beginning, I was molested by my mom's boyfriend at 8. At 10 years, that went on for 2 years. At 10 years old, two of my cousins molested me. And then at 12, but before we get to 12, let me tell you why that was able to happen. Because when a child does not have the support and the love of their mother or their family, you tend to look for other people to love. So that's what I was doing.
Yeah.
I was looking at other people for love, you know what I'm saying, for guidance, for support. Mm-hmm. And that made that much easier for my mother's boyfriend and my cousins to come in and do what they did. Also because my mother didn't have that good touch, bad touch talk with me, so I didn't know, you're not supposed to do this, you're not supposed to do that. If somebody touch you here, then you tell. And then I was threatened, you know. So as a child, when you're threatened at 8, you're scared, you know what I'm saying? So as that went on, at 12 years old, it was brought to me by Michael and Stacy. They were the first ones. And being a child with no support, no love, no guidance, and being scared with no voice, I felt like I had to do it. You know what I'm saying? I didn't question it. I didn't tell. I just did what was told to me because I was told to do this. So I did it. And after that, being that they all are from the projects, they're all in one circle, they're all the same as far as being connected to each other. I believe that it was just said out this dude over here can do this. You know what I'm saying? Even though he's a child, this is what you can get done if you want done by going to him. So it started like that. And it just went on. And, you know, after a while, I felt like as I turned 15, 16, still doing it, I felt like I'm turning out straight men. You know, I'm having all these straight dudes. So I felt like, you know, being gay, I'm in here just turning niggas out. But in actuality, they had turned me out. And I didn't understand that until I got older to realize that that was molestation. You know, I couldn't have done anything to make somebody want me at 12 years old. I'm a child.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, thank you for answering my question.
Yeah, I thank you for asking it because people tend to forget that part. You know, they just jump straight to the part of, you know, oh, you a grown dude, and that wasn't supposed to happen. Well, you forgot the reason why it happened. You forgot the whole background to that.
Yeah, because it started somewhere, and I figured that, and I'm so sorry that that happened.
No, that's okay. Don't be sorry for me. Be sorry for those kids that it's happening to now that don't have a voice.
Mm-hmm. And you're right, and I'm glad you're speaking up for them, and I commend you for that.
Thank you.
Very, very touching.
So, Zach, going back to your question, I have a petition online. And this petition,
right.
I spoke to a senator here in Georgia. And this petition, basically, you cannot eradicate the statute of limitations law. You can only extend it. And there's other people that are trying to extend it in their law and their states as well. So here in Georgia, I'm trying to extend the statute of limitations law to go for an extra 10 years. If I get 1,000 signatures on the petition, then they take it to the Senate floor. But it's crazy that you put a petition out. I got over 8,000 people following me, and only 950-something people liked the petition. And I had got a message that said, you know, where I'm hesitant on signing it. I'm hesitant on signing the petition because what about if you're lying? You know, what about the person comes forward that wants to press charges to seek their justice is lying? And I had to tell them, like, you know, Who will wait all these years to lie on somebody that raped, molested, or beat them? When somebody tell you that, it happened. People don't come forward when you want them to. People come forward when they're ready. There are millions of people out there that have been molested by family members, friends of the family, they daddies, they uncles, they cousins, and there's tons of children who've been beaten, or women that and men that have been raped, and they feel ashamed or embarrassed, like somebody's going to judge them, so they don't come forward. But after they've lived their life and noticed that the things that they've been doing wrong or things that cause harm to themselves, they notice that these problems in their past is the reason why they've lived life like this currently. You know, so you get that feeling like, I want my justice. I want to change my life. I want to be free. So the only way you can do that is by setting yourself free and telling all your demons, whether people like it or not. But these things actually happen. You know, so the petition is out there. So people can sign it. I need
where's the petition at?
You can take it to the floor. It's on my Facebook page right now. I'm posting it on there right now, but it's on orgsync.com.
How do you sign it?
Just click on it and sign it.
All right, put it on your page, man. I'll sign it.
I just did. Thank you.
Lash, what's up? Oh, Lord. Okay. As I said, we got the phone lines lit up. We got, oh my God, damn, I'm gonna hurt you. I ain't never got so many text messages and emails in my life. All right, Sam, I got a question from my girl T. She wants to know Stacy who. She's not sure what Stacy you're talking about.
His name is Stacy Ray Witt. Stacy Ray Witt. And they call him Stacy D-O-S-I-H, something like that.
T.
Stacy do this on Facebook. He probably deactivated his page again.
Hmm.
So he's from 20 seconds.
Huh?
He's tall, light skinned dude, about 6 feet. He got like 4 baby mamas. He's dating Donita Smith. He live in Minnesota and Richfield. That's Stacy, the one that work at French's Bakery.
God damn. Damn. Hey, if I want somebody found, I'm calling Sam. Sam, find this motherfucker.
I just feel like, you know, being that I know that these men are child molesters, I know what they did to me as a child, I should be able to keep close tabs on them and alert people when I know that they're around children. And that's exactly what I've done ever since I found out where they work.
Okay. Now I got another question. I got another question from D again. They're asking, they saying you keep saying Stacy and Michael. Who is Michael? I don't
Michael
recall
Moore
you saying
Michael. Michael Moore
who?
Is deceased. Michael Moore.
Oh, okay.
He's deceased. He died of, I think, a heart attack or alcohol.
Moore.
You know, one of the other. His older brother is Coop, Antonio Davis, he's in the book also.
Mm-hmm. So
both of
them. So you had both brothers?
Yes, not at the same time. I had Michael Moore. Well, they had me at the same time, Michael Moore and Stacy, and Coop and Double G tried to have me at the same time. At 12.
Man, I had to be a hell of a thing trying to get, I guess, like you said, you were young and you really wasn't thinking like, okay, that these guys are really doing something.
Sam.
You really thought you were actually getting over on them.
Yeah, you know, and after a while, after that happens for so long, you begin to like it. You know, you feel like that's the norm. I'm quite sure if people look at it like this, right? You know, because I'm a man, so it's hard for a lot of people to understand that or even fathom that. But as a woman, the lady that's on the line, what's her name? Your producer, the person that asked the question, what's her name?
Janine.
Okay.
Janine.
I'm quite sure when you were younger, you know, at 12, you liked some boys. You probably didn't act on it, but you liked it, some boys. You know, and if this was you, if the roles were reversed, and you were in my shoes, by you being 12 years old and they doing that to you, and after a while of them keep doing it, you begin to like them. And that's like the norm to you. You know, it's like your boyfriend. You know, you have that secret crush. You have that secret crush on the inside. But because this is me, Sam, a man, a gay man, it's hard for people to understand that when it happens all the time.
Exactly.
All the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I agree with you. Mm-hmm.
Well, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
All right. Let's say I'm one of the guys, right? I hear you writing a book about it. Now, if I came up to you, apologized to you, tell you I'm sorry, all that shit, would you still put me in the book? Or would you leave
Hell
me out?
Hell yeah. Let me rephrase that. If you've messed with me as a child, you've been in the book. I didn't hold off on anybody from putting them in the book. That was the very first book. I didn't care. But as far as like my, it's a lot of noise in the background. As far as my loyalty concerns, as far as anybody I've messed with after I was 16 years old, then it's, you know, that's a toss up coin. It's all about the loyalty. It's all about respect. You know, if you disrespected me after that point, most likely you are in the book 9 times out of 10. If you haven't, I didn't put you in the book because there was no need to. You didn't do anything to me, and, you know, I'm going to let you live your life, you know, because I'm living mine.
So you're saying that everybody that hurt you when you was a shorty, you put them in a book no matter what?
That's right, with their names.
Okay, and now, on a rough estimate, When you was a shorty and all this stuff was happening to you, rough estimate, how many guys? Just a rough estimate.
You mean like the molesting?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
7. I named them all: Michael Moore, Antonio Davis, Greg Conwell, Stacey Ray Witt, Alex McKinley, Anthony McGee. Who am I missing? Damn. Mm-hmm. There's 7 of them. And two of my 7.
And how many years did this go on?
From 12 all the way up until I left Gary, you know, with some of them dropping off, you know, along the way. Maurice Monk-Moody went to jail. Double G got with a real good girl, I guess, you know, just didn't want to live that life no more. I messed with Coop all the way up until I left Gary before he went to jail for murder.
So how old were you when you left Gary?
19.
Okay, now let me ask you this. Okay, now 19, that makes you an adult, right?
Yes.
And these guys were still molesting you. You could have stopped it then, though, right?
I liked it at that point, though. It had went on for too many years. It was the norm to me, so why stop? I didn't see anything wrong with that at that time. I didn't look at it as molestation. I didn't even know that was molestation.
Okay. Now, with that being said, once again, if you guys got questions or comments, you got to push 1. And you can get your question answered or your comment heard. So push 1, and we'll bring you right on in.
Okay.
I would like
I
to know.
Something.
Can you tell us where to get the book again?
Yes. Pre-sales is at www.samuelholloway3.com. That's www.samuelholloway3.com on the second page at the bottom.
Okay.
Okay. Now, Sam, like I said, for all the good, you got the bad going with you. Now, you also, I mean, like I said, I'm getting messages, emails, all type of things saying, well, he's only naming certain people. Why he won't name his cousins? Why he won't name other people? So, I mean, would you care to address that?
I name my cousins to my family. That's the only people that need to know about my cousins to me. I feel like my family is already messed up and divided because of me. And Why cause more harm to my family by putting their names out publicly when I can just tell my family who not to have their children around?
Okay, now I got to play devil's advocate here.
I feel you.
I got to play devil's advocate. Now, it's okay to name those guys, but it's not okay to name your family. That's...
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, that's like a oxymoron.
It's a double standard, you know.
Exactly.
And because I already don't have a relationship with some of my family, why throw fuel to the fire? Why would I already mess up something that's already messed up that is because of my fault already? Because
but those
people,
other guys could say the same thing. They don't have a relationship with you neither.
They not no kin to me though. So it don't really matter for them. I don't care.
Mm-hmm. I mean, some people may disagree with you. Some people may agree. I mean, you know, I can see both sides of that. I can honestly see both sides. So, with that being said, let's have a little fun. Now, Sam, still with me?
Yeah,
we got
it,
man. We still got tons and tons of people on this line. Now, that list that you wrote, you had a lot of different neighborhoods on there. A lot of different neighborhoods. Now, what I want to do is we just finna take a stroll through Gary. We're gonna take a stroll, and we're gonna start on Fifth Avenue. Anybody from Fifth Avenue in that book?
No.
No Fifth Avenue.
No.
Okay, we're gonna take a journey down to the Bronx.
I don't know nobody from the Bronx.
No. Okay.
And
right, Okay. Well, good. We can pass Ivanhoe. We can pass Ivanhoe real quick. Okay. Let's go to... Well, fuck it. Let's go to Concord. Anybody from Concord?
I don't know nobody from Concord either. Well, wait.
Okay.
Wait. Tell me, look, I had to go grab the list. Yeah, it's one person from the Bronx, but he's not in the book.
Now you know you finna have everybody in the Bronx about that. What motherfucker be hanging around that motherfucker, man? Okay.
What about Dora Miller?
No. Nobody from Dora Miller.
Delaney.
Marsha Delaney. Yeah, it's a lot of... I didn't have anybody from Delaney, but it's a lot of people that's in Delaney that people should just go get tested.
Mm. Wow, really?
They should just go get... Everybody should go get tested, but Delaney needs to really go get tested.
Hey, you talking about people that live out there right now today?
Say it again?
You talking about people that live out there right now today?
Yes, they need to go get tested.
My man, hold on. Stop. He didn't say some people. He just said Delaney need to go get tested. God damn. not some people. Delaney just need to go get tested. Just quarantine their ass off. Just fuck it. Hey, look, what a big-ass gate around these motherfuckers. Hey, nobody coming out till they get tested.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, we got a ton of people listening. Now, if anybody from Delaney might want to push one, just saying, I'm waiting for you. Push one, Delaney.
Here. I heard you say Marshalltown, too. What about Marshalltown?
It's only
one old spot.
Yeah, that was my... I grew up over there.
Yeah, it's only one from Marshalltown.
One.
Well, you better go get tested just in case.
I was young, so no, I'm not even included.
Yeah, he said everybody from Delaney, so that one motherfucker.
He didn't hop around. Shit.
I'm just saying.
You know, we got the lines lighting up, man. We got a bunch of people wanting to ask questions too. I see the lines just lit up. So I'm man, okay. We ain't finished yet. Let's go over the hill. Glen Park.
It's two.
Are they in the book?
No.
You day. Fuck you, Sam. That Sam ain't shit, boy. I tell you. God, okay, Sam. I mean, what? I forgot. We got to remember his guys right next to him. I know he's sitting there like, you know what? This is the fuck I was talking about. I know he. Is the interview almost over? You getting on my goddamn nerves now.
All right, man. Let me make a public service announcement. For you people that's pushing one, you got to talk to me. You got to tell me your name. You got to say something. People pushing one, but they ain't saying nothing.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
You know, with writing books and things like that, I know, you know, comes publicity and things like that. Would you ever want your books made into movies?
Yes, I feel that my books are going to be made into movies. Either I'll be here or I'll be gone. But I believe that this story is definitely going to be made into a movie because it needs to be told. It needs to be put out there because it's coming from a man, you know. And at the end of the day, my sexuality should not play a role, but I know it does for a lot of people. But this is a story of many other men. You know, there's a lot of straight men that are with women right now but been abused as a child. So they take all the anger out on their woman, whether they beating them physically, verbally, or mentally. That's where the anger is coming from. It's deep-rooted. And people don't understand that a lot of men go through a lot of different challenges, and that's why they take it out on their women. You know, it's like what is it called, the bitter black woman thing? Well, it's the bitter black man thing, too. You know, it's the same thing. You know, women have attitudes or whatever the case may be because they don't have a parent, they don't have their father at home, or they're missing love, you know, they've been touched or molested or raped. You know, they have a lot of things of why they are considered that term, you know, the evil black woman. Angry black woman. Angry black
woman. Yeah, angry.
Yeah, so let's start.
It is a lot of angry black women out there. Speaking of which, angry black women. Yeah, but it's some angry black women, though. But now, speaking of which, I recently seen that you had an altercation with a female on Facebook. Well, I'm not going to say altercation. Like you said, they be mad at you. You don't be mad at them. But, I mean, I was, you know, I'm scrolling down and I see it, and it was like, she tried to set me up or some shit. I mean, you care to elaborate about that? Do you even remember what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I've been in. Well, two women have been in tour with me. The one you're talking about is Siobhan Missy Jones. She's from Delaney, and she had tried to get my address. Well, she said she had my address, and she posted part of my address on Facebook. And she had brought Lil Vic down here to Atlanta after he got out of jail to set me up. And the other girl is Poo Poo, Tanisha Simmons. She don't like me, but whatever case may be, I don't know. She just goes real hard. Oh, yeah, her cousin Cedric. And she goes real hard for Stacy. And it's just like, you know, you're mad and you're arguing with me over things that you know nothing about. Like, why would you say something about something that you don't know nothing about? You know, just because they told you they didn't do anything, that's just kind of, you know what I'm saying? Like, really?
Did you hear how he just eased past that? I don't know what she mad about. I mean, oh, yeah, Cedric. Yeah, and he, well, you was a smooth, well, what they said, you was a sweet motherfucker.
serious. It's like, my God. Okay, so it's like, you know, I mean, with these women, I mean, I mean, of course, I don't know anything about it, so I'm going to have to say allegedly. I mean, you said that she tried to set you up?
Yeah, Tanisha did. She had hit me up on Facebook and was like, you know, bring her some books or whatever. She wanted to get a couple books for her and her sister. And she kept asking me, you know, where does she live at? Where do I live at? So she can just come get them instead. And she just kept asking me, you know, where do you live at? Where do you live at? And I'm steady telling her, you know, I live in Atlanta. I mean, like, you think I'm going to give you my door address? I live in Atlanta. And she's like, you know, what's the landmark? What's by you? And I felt uneasy, so I hung up and I called two of my homegirls, some Gary, which I wrote about this full story, and it was all on Facebook. I wrote about the full story, and I'm like, you know, y'all know about Siobhan Missy Jones. And they're like, you know, that's a little bit girlfriend. I'm like, what? They're like, yeah, you know. Then Danny called me and was like, Lil Vic moved down here. She had went down there and got him and brought him back. And to be careful. And I'm like, damn. So then Lil Vic posted on Facebook that he going to shoot me and shit. So I went and filed a police order, a temporary restraining order. Yeah, but at the end of the day, she set me up. She takes him over people's house, you know, that sell drugs, because she's trying to set them up too, because, you know, he's a snitch. He's been a snitch for the last 13 years. But being that people don't read, you know, they didn't see that, so they didn't know.
Now, what are you talking about again?
Lil Vic. He's a snitch.
Lil Vic.
Mm-hmm. Lil Vic, okay.
You know, right? Yeah, he's been a snitch for 13 years.
Hmm. You know, I mean, I don't know the man personally. I've probably seen him maybe once or twice. So, you know, I don't know anything about him. I mean, all I know is I see you and I see Danny, and I guess y'all had this war going on with this guy. And, man, I did see, I don't know if you or Danny posted the paperwork about it.
Oh, I'm about to post it in like 2 minutes. Let me get the article up for you.
Boy, Jesus Christ. So, okay, let me ask you. Do you think that you can ever make amends with any of these people?
No, for what? I don't need to.
Just asking.
Yeah, I don't need to. It is what it is. I'm just trying to tell everybody to let them know what they're dealing with. I don't need to make amends with nobody. I've already forgiven them. It's time for them to forgive themselves. You know, they need to come forward and speak their truth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they did, then it wouldn't be how it is today. You know, none of this would be going on because they would have accepted responsibility. But they didn't accept any responsibility. Instead, they just kept denying it, and they still haven't filed a lawsuit yet. So it's like, I have no other choice but to put it out there. Somebody has to.
You know the fucked up part about this? I can actually see you laughing in the damn courtroom. Like, are you fucking serious?
Yeah, and that's my whole thing. Sue me, let's go to court, because my first thing I'm going to say is, let's take a lie detector test. Since you didn't do nothing, and I can't prove it because I ain't got no evidence and it's been so many years, take a lie detector test. Better speak volumes. I just posted the article, too. It's on my page.
Okay. So, in other words, what you're
saying, I ain't scared of you motherfuckers.
That's bottom line.
Hello?
Hold on, y'all. We got a question from Keisha. Keisha, go ahead with your question.
Okay, I know y'all on something else, but I want to backtrack to the cousins. Before I say this, my sperm donor was one of them on the list.
Wow.
Yeah. But I want to, I'm not even going to speak on that right now. I want to go back to the cousin. You claim, Samu, that you wrote the book. I'm not justifying anything that nobody did to you because it was wrong. You was a child. You claim you wrote this book and you stating a message and, I mean, you want the people that the kids, being that these other guys that's still around, being around, you want them to be known about and all that. okay, why is it fair that you could just let your relatives know about your cousins but won't let everybody else in the world know? That's not fair just for your people in your family to know who not to leave their kids around, but everybody else in the world can't know who these cousins is.
You're right. You're right, and I understand you. I understand your frustrations. But are you close with your family?
I mean, I went through the same thing you went through with a very close relative. And I let it be known. Everybody knows this. I'm not hiding this from nobody. Because, I mean, again, with everybody should know who their kids should be around. It's not if my nieces, nephews, and I'm not even going to put my kids in it because I don't even allow my kids to be around me. I'm a protector. I'm going to protect mine. But my nieces and nephews and the ones that I can't be around 24/7, I mean, I can't, my kids, but at the same time, I can protect them better. I'm going to let everybody else know, too. So, I mean, with this cousin thing with, okay, yeah, I'm just going to tell my family and all that. No, that's not fair. Everybody should know about that. Everybody should know. And with, again, my sperm donor was one of them. He passed or whatever. Okay, again, I'm not justifying anything that you're saying or whatever. I mean, justifying them or whatever, what they did because it was wrong or whatever. But the ones that have passed on or whatever, you can let that be known. That's out there or whatever. Let these men rest in peace. I'm going to put it out there. I'm AJ, baby mama.
Okay.
Damn, I'm Alice McKinley, baby mama. Let that man rest in peace. Stop putting his name in it. It's already in the book. It's already out there. If you're going to continue discussing the stuff or whatever, discuss it. And discuss it about the ones that's out here. But the ones that's gone, Alice McKinley, let him rest in peace and stop speaking on his name because it's out here already.
Okay. Jennifer, you see your name is? You say your name is Lakeisha? Lakeisha?
My name is Keisha, right? Keisha. That's my Facebook name, Keisha Keisha.
Okay. Keisha Keisha.
Oh, you sent me a book. I bought both of your books.
Oh, okay. Thank you for your support, baby, for real. I the only thing I can say back is I understand what you're saying, but at the same time, being that this has happened to me, I can't promise you that I'll stop seeing his name. You know, when things arise and I feel the way that I feel when I post people's pictures, I can't even stop myself from posting those pictures because that's how I feel. It's something that I've gone through. You know, being that you've gone through it as well, I don't know how you cope or how you handle things in your life, but by me handling mine, I post their pictures. And as far as my cousins, again, being that I don't have that relationship with my family, right now I feel like that's all that matters is my family. Going forward, when, you know, if it comes, because like I said, you know, you do things when you're ready. When I'm ready, if I'm ready, if I'm ever ready, then I'll release my cousins' names to the public to know. But for right now, I'm not ready, you know.
Okay, so I'm not ready. So again, what's the real reason of you really writing this book? If it ain't, you know, if you're not ready to expose, if you're not ready to expose your cousins and help a lot of more other kids out here that your cousins around, that you and your family don't even deal with these relatives or don't deal with the cousins, I mean, I'm not getting it. The whole point was you talking about you sending your message out, you know, and I mean that part right there. I'm not getting it. I'm not feeling it. And I feel like that's not fair for the kids being around your cousin. Your cousin
fair,
could be doing the same thing
fair.
Stacey doing.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on.
Anyway. Fair isn't fair anyway. And at the end of the day, it happened to me, not you. I'm going to post what I want to post. My message is to make sure that what happened to me never happens to another child again. And being that Alex is gone, he's never going to touch another child again. But being that the men that are alive and in the hood around everybody's children, I let them know so they will never touch another child again.
Okay, and then again,
okay,
you, in your book, you said in your – okay, go ahead.
Nikki, hold on one second.
Yeah.
All right.
That's
okay,
Keisha.
Now – oh, I'm sorry, Keisha. I'm sorry. Sam, now let me just ask this question. Now, I mean, and I understand I can hear it in her voice, so I just want to ask you this. Okay, let's just say, let's just, and God forbid, let's hope this never happens, but let's just say that what if one of your cousins or one of them, what if you found out that they, let's just say, 2 weeks ago did something to another kid?
I will put their
names
out.
No, I'm saying, would you feel like I should have did
would
it
I
beforehand?
Feel guilty? Would I feel
yeah,
guilty?
Yeah, would you feel like?
Yes,
yeah, that's what
yes,
I'm asking.
I would
feel
guilty.
Like I should have
yes.
did it beforehand?
Yes, I do. Yeah, but at the same time,
okay.
right now I'm not gonna do it. It doesn't matter what anybody says. I understand her. I understand her from the bottom of my heart. I've actually contemplated on putting their names out there. When I sent the screenshots to my family to let them know who it was, because I contacted him on Facebook, and I hadn't seen him since that happened, since I was 10 years old, and I found him on Facebook through his sister's page. I contacted him. I asked him, did he remember me? He said, yeah. I said, do you remember having sex with me at 12 years old? And he said, yeah, and it pissed me off. So I sent those screenshots to everybody in my family, and everybody was like, you know, well, what are you going to do? And I said then and there, I don't know right now. I don't know right
and
now. First, I have
and
to cope
guess
with
what?
It. I have to cope with it. So I have to cope with it first. I have to deal with that first. I've had
okay,
a long time to deal. Hold on. I had a long time to deal with Alex. I had a long time to deal with Anthony and the rest of them. I never dealt with my family until after I wrote the book. So, like I came forward with your baby daddy, I'll come forward with them when that time is right, when I've dealt with it. But right now,
okay.
I haven't dealt with it.
Okay. Let me speak. And guess what? Since the last time you seen your cousin at 10, guess how many little girls and little boys that he did the same thing to that he did to you? And guess who we probably got right now, today, tonight, as you sitting on this phone doing your little interview or whatever, sitting here talking about what you're not ready to do. You know what I'm saying? Again, forget, I'm not even speaking, I said what I had to say about the baby daddy situation, because that man long gone, and I ain't seen him for freaking 17 years before he got killed anyway. So that don't even matter to me. But what I'm on here sitting up here, and then wait a minute, before I get back on what I'm on here talking about, and in the book, you didn't even say he really touched you. The only thing you was doing was giving him head. So, I mean, but back to my cousin.
Okay,
Hold on.
Just listen.
Okay, go ahead.
Right now,
who your cousin got tonight?
Baby, listen to me, because this you need to hear this part right now. What's the difference between a man touching a child versus a man making a child suck his dick? What's the difference?
It ain't no different. Now, let's get past that. Let's get back to your cousins.
Why not?
It ain't no different.
Why not?
I'm not justifying anything that was done to you when you were a child. Yes, that was child molesting. Again, I don't care. What I'm saying is, if we're talking about saving kids' life, I was in this. Again, I was touched and all that as a child by a close relative. If we're talking about saving kids.
The only reason that you came on here is because I didn't release my relative's name is because I released your baby daddy name. That's your reason, right?
No, the only reason why I can't.
No,
the only reason why I really spoke, Sam, you. No, for real. Seriously, to be honest, the only reason that I really spoke because, again, I'm not justifying. saying nothing. It's because of what you said. It's because, oh, I told my relatives, I told my family, that was it. You know what I'm saying? You haven't seen or spoken to this man since you was 10, and you just got back in contact with this man. You told your cousin, but you ain't told the world like you told about the other man. Warn your cousin, wife, or girlfriend that he got right now. You know what I'm saying? Warn they sisters and they brothers with their kids. That's why I got back on here again. I haven't spoke with my baby daddy. That man ain't did anything for my son since my son was two. My son
well,
is
I
20.
Spoke with your, well, get this one, baby. I spoke with your baby daddy in 2008.
I don't care.
Listen, that's your problem. That's you don't care and you won't listen.
I don't
so
have my problem
you
is with you not sharing your cousin's name.
Well,
that's
how about
my
this?
Problem.
I spoke with your baby daddy in 2008, and he was trying to get me to go to a hotel in front of my damn husband.
We're trying to get new information. We're trying to find out who your cousin is.
That's your problem. That's your problem. That's your problem.
Okay.
And just because you read it,
I mean,
you're
okay,
y'all, hold on. This is not getting us anywhere. Y'all just
right. I mean, y'all just going back and
arguing with each other.
The same thing.
No,
y'all
I don't
want
to argue with him. I'm not trying to argue with him. I read the room.
But you just did.
I apologize.
Okay.
All right.
Hold on, y'all. Nikki has a question. Let's let Nikki get her question in. Nikki, go ahead with your question or your comment.
Have any of the men that you said molested you up until the age of 19, are any of them registered sex offenders or anything?
No, they're not. No. And Stacey McGee has 10 other people that he's molested. One of them is his niece. The other one is her cousin. He raped two of his baby mothers. And he also raped two other people at gunpoint.
Oh,
and one of the ladies, shared her story on Facebook.
Okay. Well, thank you for answering my question.
No problem.
Okay, so with none of these, I mean, so at any point, why nobody ever been? I mean, was the statute of limitation just over?
My statute of limitations expired at when I was 22 years old. And, Gary, you have 10 years to file statute of limitations law, to file charges. And after 10 years, your statute of limitations have expired. You also get 10 years for repressed memories. I reported my claims to the sex crimes victims people in Crown Point, Indiana, when I was 33 years old. My statute of limitations had expired 8 months before that. And the people that right now, it's four people that can file statute of limitations, means they can file suppressed charges. Two people filed suppressed charges, filed and pressed charges. One of them committed suicide in August. She lives in Gary. The other two, one is his niece, and the other one is his baby mama's daughter, and they're scared. And some of their cousins is on Facebook. The girl that's scared, she's 21. Her cousins are on Facebook, and they know what Stacey did. Maybe it's just the one that
I'll take. Okay. Well, now without yelling or anything like that. Now, Sam, I do believe that Keisha did make an interesting point. I do believe
she did because the simple fact is that.
You know, it's like some people, you know, if you're going to go in, I mean, I got to agree with it. If you're going to go in, you got to get them all. No, I mean, can't nobody make you do anything. I mean, I didn't say nobody can make you. I'm just saying, I do understand her gripe. I do understand what she was so adamant about.
Yeah,
and I think you do too, Sam. I understand what she's. Right.
Yeah, I'm just not gonna do that right now.
Yeah, she was kind of hot, boy.
Yeah, and I understood her, you know. But at the end of the day, this is my story, not hers. I'm gonna tell her how I want to tell it. I have the pen. You know what I'm saying? I'm the one that's typing on this laptop.
All Kind of like Michelle Lay and Dr. Dre, huh? Just saying.
Sue me. That's how I feel. Sue me. Everybody out here complaining, but y'all didn't get these niggas no money or for a lawyer. Sue me. It's about to be 5 years. Yep, we can hear you.
Okay, again, Samuel, I apologize because I did just get heated or whatever. Again, I haven't seen or talked to my baby daddy since my son was two. But all I'm saying is I don't care about that and what I look like giving some money to a lawyer for talking about suing. I don't care. All I'm saying is you looking out for the kids. Tell who your cousins is. You ain't ready. You claim how many other kids, how many little girls and boys that you gonna allow to get molested have to go through what you and I have went through growing up just because of the fact that you're not ready. But you ready to put everybody else out there. That's not cool at all. And then what your cousins did to you, it sounded like it was a lot worse than what these dudes did up in the book.
It was the same.
It was the same, okay.
There was no difference. They all did the
same
thing.
Okay, well, again, how many other kids you finna allow to get treated like that just because
you
ain't ready?
You're right.
And you know, Miss Mickenburg
say
at all?
Well, I mean, that's my question. So, I mean, I'm finished. Y'all ready to end?
Did you talk to your kids when Alex was around them?
Again, my son is the oldest baby. My son is his oldest child.
That don't mean anything.
And he was never around the rest of my kids. My son haven't seen him since he was 2 years old. And what you said went on, I knew nothing about. I knew nothing about, never heard nothing about it or anything. So I didn't have to talk to him. And then me being who I am, I don't bring men around my kids.
And when you read
when you read what
I wrote about Alex, because I was very detailed in the second book how it all happened. How did you feel when you read that? When you read what happened sexually between us, could you believe that? Did you think, damn, that's kind of like what we did? That's kind of like how he was. Did you think any of that?
No, it was nothing like that because,
nothing.
No, I didn't. When I read your book and when I read what I seen that happened between you and Alex or whatever, my expression was wow. That was my expression.
Your feelings,
I didn't have no type of.
Wait.
Your feelings took over what you read. So you didn't. You read what I wrote, but you didn't comprehend what I wrote because you instantly saw a name that you knew. So it blocked out anything that you knew about him because of what you felt about him. But
okay. You're
not the only baby mama. Wait, hold on. You're not the only baby mama that he have or the only girl that he had sex with. So when other girls read that and called me, they knew exactly what I was talking about. They knew exactly how kinky Alex was, him playing with toys and things like that. You know, I'm a refreshing your mind because you know what's going on, but you can't admit what's going on because you can't see it because that's your baby daddy.
Okay,
well, you know
let
exactly
me ask you that.
Go ahead.
Let me answer that. First off, when I was dealing with Alex, I was still a teenager, a kid myself. Alex was my first. Again, I have his first child. My son, our son, is going to be 20 years old. So no, it wasn't none of that. I didn't feel nothing. I didn't have no type of feelings or anything. I haven't seen Alex or talked to Alex since my son was two. So no, when I read your book, did no feelings come up? Did no memories come up or anything? I was just like, wow. I mean, it happened to you, and I was sorry that it happened to you. But no, did no feelings or anything come up to me in the baby mamas afterwards? I don't know what they went through with him, and that's none of my business. This all I know is I'm the first baby mama, and
No, I didn't have no memories. Now, I didn't call on here to actually, like, speak on Alex or whatever. My thing was with you not announcing who your cousin is. That's my thing. So, I mean, if we're going to continue this conversation and if we're going to continue, if I'm going to continue talking, that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to stop talking about Alex. As I said, what I had to say about Alex. Alex is dead and gone and been dead and gone. In my eyes,
Keisha.
Yes.
You got to stop yelling, baby. We can hear you perfect. You just got to stop yelling.
I'm sorry. But Alex been dead for 15 years now. So get the part about Alex. What I'm saying is, who is your cousin? That's what I'm saying. Save some more kids' life, Samuel.
Okay, Sam, before you respond to that, we're going to lose our stream in a second. So we want to thank everybody for calling the show. We want to thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. Shout out to Gainesville Radio. Now, everybody stay on the line because the show will continue. But we got to shout out Gainesville Radio. Everybody go to our website, SinCityRadioShow.com, create a page, get in the chat room. We got the video chat room going. Join us. You got something, man, before we continue?
SinCityRadioShow.com. And if y'all want to continue listening to the show, hit the link. If y'all hit the link, y'all can continue listening.
Sam, before we lose the stream, tell everybody where they can get the book at.
Go to www.SamuelHolloway3.com. Again, that's www.SamuelHolloway3.com.
All right, now you can respond to what Keisha was saying if you would like to.
I don't have anything to say. I already said I'm not doing it, so what's the point of keep saying it?
All right, there you have it.
Yeah, okay, well, y'all can my Facebook page, Keisha, K-I-E-C-H-A. Damn, come on, girl. You better
motherfucking
shout out your page.
Oh, shit. I tell you what, Keisha, send me a friend request. If me and you ain't friends, send me one now.
Send me one too, girl. Wait, who is y'all? I don't even know y'all.
Damn, that's fucked up. You gonna call our show and say who is y'all?
I want to send a shout out to Camille Derby. Oh, she just got married. I'm sorry, I forgot the last name. But she the one called me and told me, you know what I'm saying, about the radio show. So you know what I'm saying. Who I'm sending friend requests to tonight?
Now
Samuel,
mind.
You
gonna
Sam,
I'm here.
You gonna
accept my friend request?
Yeah, I'm gonna accept your friend request, girl. Okay, come on, let's do this. Who I'm sending friend requests to?
CNC Radio Show.
You don't get to yelling and screaming like that. I don't know if I want.
Yo.
No. You don't get that crazy.
No, I was talking too close to the phone and shit. I had got all in my feelings and shit. I want to know who the cousins is. Shit.
You think you got into your feelings? But, I mean, you know what, Keisha, I do say that you did, you know. I mean, you brought a valid point. I'm not going to even say that. And I got a ton of responses. Like, yep, she telling the truth. So, yeah.
She is. And she really is.
I mean, she is. I mean, you can't deny, but you can't make him do what he's not going to do. That's the bottom line.
Right. And I know that. But still, till he tell who the hell the cousins is, I'm still going to want to know who the hell the cousins is.
Especially if it was one of your boyfriends.
Oh, no. I don't mess with Gary.
It's a joke, Keisha. Don't start that shit. It was a joke. It was a fucking joke. Don't start that shit.
Well, she did say it was a baby daddy.
Well, we know about that.
And did you also hit a pause
right,
that he's been
Keisha,
dead
let me
in
ask
my
you a
eyes
question.
For 15
Keisha, let me ask you a question. All right, now, don't take this personally. Don't scream at me. Don't cuss at me. None of that.
Not at all.
But now, honestly, I got to play devil's advocate here. Now, when you heard about this, now, shouldn't your anger be directed at the baby daddy and not Sam?
I wasn't mad at all. I wasn't mad at all because, again, when I heard about it, I was just like, I'm going to tell y'all exactly what I said. Get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? When I heard about it, when I found Samu on Facebook and actually seen the pictures and all that, I was just like, wow. The first thing that came to my mind was, I am so glad I stopped messing with him when I did. That's the first thing that came to my mind because, again, I haven't seen or talked to Alex since our son was 2 years old. So, I mean, no, seriously, I didn't have any feelings. It was like, wow. Like, wow, that's messed up. I kind of, I looked at it like, okay, look at all these baby mamas he got in junk. So, yeah. Because that's how I look at dudes anyway. When I see dudes and I see they hoes like that, on the real, and I see they hoes and they got like 8 and 9 different baby mamas and 5 and 6 baby different baby mamas. Can't nobody tell me nothing. They on the down low, and especially if they like going back and forth to jail.
Ooh,
wait, huh? Wait,
right.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You said if he got 8 or 9 baby mamas, he on the down low?
If a dude got 8 or 9 baby mamas going woman to woman, he hiding something. He can't accept his sexuality. And he'd have been on both ends. That's just
wait
my opinion.
Wait a minute now. I think he love pussy if he's sitting there. If he just talking to me like that.
That's not necessarily true.
No, that's not necessarily true
all the time. Most of the time, they're just trying to find a nut. So it don't matter where they come from. It just so happened that this girl got pregnant.
Exactly. And so if he's just trying
to
Wait a minute, hold on.
I got to stop both of y'all. So you mean to tell me if I'm just like, man, I didn't fuck 6 bitches this week, I really want a man?
No.
Wait a minute. Okay. I know dude that actually is out here on the down low. And when I tell you, every time you see them, they with a different female. They got about 8 or 9 different baby mamas. And every time you see them, they with different females. But in the dark, they really in on down low. They down low dudes. And I actually know dudes like this. And so that's why I'm like, okay, it's a lot of that's going on. It's a lot of it's going on. All these dudes around here acting like they pimps and banging this and be having the baddest females on their arms. But on the real, they on the down low. It's they the best thing.
Okay. Keisha. Don't. I mean, we just having fun here, but I just really gotta tell you.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
Yes, they is. That's my opinion. Yes, they is. And no, we're not having fun. We're talking about Samu book. We just got off the subject.
I understand, but okay, I got 4 different kids. I mean, damn, I never thought about, like, okay, well, I got a deep-rooted man.
Hey, wait a minute.
Today's lifestyle is about what you have and not who you are. You know, most men don't have, I ain't going to say most men, some men don't have shit, you know. So if they can find a gay dude that got it all, why not go there?
Yep,
and I'm seeing that a lot. Like people think I'm rich. I got niggas in my inbox.
understand that, but I mean, she just said if you if you're fucking a lot of women, you're gay. Wait a minute, hold on. I mean,
okay, wait a minute. Sam, you just rephrased it for me because I liked it better how he just said it. I guess that's how he said it too.
Shit.
Yeah, I guess that's how it is. You know what I'm saying? If they ain't got shit, you know what I'm saying? But that's funny what you just said. You got four whole different kids. Do you got four whole different baby mamas or just four whole different kids?
I got kids by three different women. So, I mean.
Okay.
I'm just saying, the only thing I was thinking when I finished fucking them was.
You'll be a well-fucked bitch when I turn you a loose.
That's the only thing I thought about. I ain't thinking about no damn man.
Isn't it funny how a lie don't care who tell it, yet the truth cares whose mouth it comes out from?
Okay, Nietzsche.
What? Okay. Yeah, okay, y'all, let me get off the phone with y'all, because y'all are getting off subject.
Okay, yeah.
You.
Wait a minute, ain't that a bitch? We getting off subject. Bye, Keisha. Bye.
Okay, see y'all. Talk to y'all later.
All right, talk to you later. Ain't that a bitch? We got off subject.
Wow. All right, Sam, we're going to give you the last words, man, before they cut us off, man.
All right. Like I said, I just want everybody to know my mission. You know, the mission to this story is basically to help everybody. You know, she did make a very valid point as far as my two family members. But, again, I already had a hard time coming forward with these people already. So I have to deal with things the way I have to deal with them, let things come to me the way it comes to me. I want everybody to support this mission because at the end of the day, I'm not the only person that this has happened to, and there are lots of children out there that go through this every single day. Take me out the equation. I'm just the messenger. You know, if I wasn't gay or if I wasn't a man or if I was not Sam, this wouldn't be an issue if we was talking about a woman. So at the end of the day, let's put aside my sexuality and look at the message that I'm trying to deliver. Pre-order today. The book is called Why Did We Meet? It's a strong, positive book. It's an encouraging book. It's a happy book. You know, I think there's only one chapter in there that'll make you cry. So at the end of the day, get your pre-order copy from www.samuelholloway3.com.
Now, what can it get the other two books?
All the other books are located on the same website, all on the same page. On the second page, scroll down to the bottom. The first book, Eyes Without a Face. The second book, How Did We Meet? And the third book, How It All Happened. The third book, Why Did We Meet? They're all found at www.samuelholloway3.com. Again, that's www.samuelholloway3.com.
And by the way, man, I signed the petition.
The first three chapters, thank you. The first three chapters on Amazon. You can read the first two books for the first three chapters for free. The third book will be on Amazon on December 28th. All these books come out on December 27th. Well, the third book comes out December 27th.
That's what's up.
And that's the 5-year. Come on, that's the 5-year mark of no lawsuit. That's the 5-year mark of the anniversary of the first book, Eyes Without a Face.
Of no lawsuit.
Yeah, well, and if y'all on the air still listening, and if anybody on the air still listening, check your boyfriend, baby daddy, whoever page, and see if I'm blocked. If I'm blocked, ask them why.
Oh. Wow.
Well, I'm your friend, so I know I ain't blocked. What? Right, we friends, so hey, I know I ain't blocked. So goddamn,
ain't in the book, none of that. We good. But all you motherfuckers
right.
In Delaney, you Delaney motherfuckers, go get checked, goddammit. He said all y'all go get checked.
Yeah, everybody go get checked. Yeah, go get checked, because my homeboy done ran through Delaney like it ain't nothing.
A bunch of motherfuckers in Delaney making some appointments in the morning, man.
Oh, my God.
No, our inbox is going to be full tomorrow morning. What the fuck he mean? My baby daddy ain't fuck with him. Yeah, well, okay.
I didn't say he messed with me. I said go get checked. I haven't been in Gary
But you know how people have a strange way of twisting things around.
People out there, I'm telling you, I already know, bro. Clearly.
You motherfuckers ain't sick. And fuck Sin City, too. Start this bullshit. I know. It's coming. It's coming.
It is what it is. All right, man. We got to get out before they cut us off, man. Take us out.
All right, y'all. I'd like to thank everybody for calling in. I'd like to thank everybody listening via internet. Check us out at SinCityRadioShow.com. Hey, create a page. I've seen a lot of people jump on that today, so create a page. You know what I'm saying? We're going to keep all this momentum going. Next week, we're going to be acting a fool. Same bad time, same bad channel. Check us out, SinCityRadioShow.com. Janine, anything, last words you want to say?
Yeah, good show. Good talking with everybody. I definitely will be checking out your book, Samuel. It was good talking with you.
Thank you.
And we will definitely be posting the link to this show because I know motherfuckers that didn't hear it. Now, I'm talking about I didn't got locked out. I can't hear the last fucking bit. I can't hear the last 10 minutes. And once again, I tell you, after I fucked any woman, my thought process.
You will be a well fuck bitch when I turn you loose.
Not that I'm gay. All right, y'all. We out.